The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings, good afternoon, welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Where does the world get its news from concerning the conflict in Israel? Two sources, basically, the Israeli government, and secondly, out of the Gaza Strip, the Gaza Health Ministry. News agencies, they're internationally get their news from the Gaza Health Ministry or Israel. The world listens to the Gaza Health Ministry. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, all the other non-credible news sites internationally, they get their news from the Gaza Health Ministry. But for the truth, and what really is the happening, or what really is going on, Israeli news. People don't want, BBC doesn't want Israeli news. Now, so there's so much fake information, misinformation, and it comes out of Gaza. The truth comes out of Israel. Example, here you have reports recently that the hospitals are asking for fuel. And they're asking for the different, international organizations that, I'm trying to find the name of these organizations, UN Health Organization, Red Cross, and they were stating that the hospitals are in need of fuel. And they want these relief organizations to bring fuel. They want Israel to ease up and the world to ease up and to allow medical supplies, food, water, fuel into Gaza. Israeli news have stated that the Hamas has plenty of fuel in the nation for the needs at these hospitals. They have adequate fuel. Hamas runs the government, and Hamas should supply the fuel. There's no need for the outcry of the people or Hamas asking for help from all of these organizations that are going to bring in these supplies. Hamas is the governing body in that state, in that area. They have fuel. They have tanks of fuel. But fuel is destined to specific needs of the Hamas fighters that are fighting Israel. They need fuel to provide the generation for ventilation for the air in the tunnel system. That's what they use the fuel for. They use the fuel to fire rockets at Israel. They use the fuel for their command and control operations. The fuel is used for the families of those that are close, that are of close and senior Hamas members. All the electricity that is needed for the air conditioners, etc. But for the hospitals in Gaza, no fuel. The world needs to report that Hamas has the fuel. They need to set aside a percentage for the hospitals. So the shortage of supplies and those that are responsible for the shortages are Hamas. This is why Israel is very careful in what it allows into the country through Egypt. Because whatever goes into the country, Hamas will take it and redirect it to the leaders, their families, and the people that need it won't get it. The food, the water, the medicine, Hamas decides where these items go, who receives them. So this is the truth. Now the priorities for Hamas, they have priorities. And the priority is for themselves. Again, to fight Israel, not to provide the humanitarian aid to the people who desperately need the help. And the news that goes out of that region, out of Gaza, is authorized by Hamas through the Gaza Health Ministry. Again, what goes out news-wise goes to CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, but not the credible news sites. The credible news sites get their information from Israel. So if you want to know the truth, well, the real truth comes from the Lord Jesus Christ through the words that he spoke while he was here and through the Old and New Testament. Now, also, there is the emphasis with everything that comes out of the Gaza. It's on the civilians. And the women, we're gonna halt for a second here, go to a break. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present True site. We'll be right back.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out-sized trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm and who have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Are you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
And it's true, everybody wants to rule the world. Okay, going back to my point on the what comes out of the Gaza, what comes out of the news that comes out of Gaza comes through initially the Gaza Health Ministry. Now, the emphasis that always comes out is on the civilians, the casualties, the children, the women, the old people. And it's interesting, it's only the children and the women, the old people, who seems to die or who are wounded. Isn't it interesting that no one between the ages of about 17 to 35, they don't seem to get the flu. They don't seem to die. They don't get wounded. They don't tell you that the first ones that go into the hospitals are the wounded Hamas terrorists. If they can't take care of them underground, they go to the hospitals. And the children and the women that are wounded, they have to wait. But you don't hear that. This is because there's a campaign of lies coming out of the Gaza through the Gaza Health Ministry. And the agencies that are complicit with what comes out of there, again, CBS, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, CNN, all these, and I mention them because they're a part of the propaganda network of the CIA and the other intelligence agencies out of the United States, out of the other intelligence or news agencies that are controlled by the Pilgrim Society out of England and out of New York City. And these are the globalists. They're the ones that are going to make sure that their narrative is going to be presented to the people internationally. This is the way it works. But the people, the young men, 17 to 35 to 40, they don't seem to die. They don't, for some reason, you never hear of them ever getting wounded. It's about the children and the ladies and the old people. That is how they do it. There's never news out of the Hamas agency about commanders dying. But the fact is, Israeli news is reporting that commanders are dying basically every day. Leaders of these terrorist cells are dying every day. Commanders and leaders in the tunnels are dying in the tunnels. And they're not going in to retrieve their bodies to bury them. They don't have the time to do that. You never hear that they have lost one commander because they have eternal life. They are indestructible. You don't hear about the Hamas that are being captured. They never talk about the foot soldiers that are being captured and are spilling the beans about, you know, giving up all the information. They're not spilling the beans in the sense of taking a can of beans and spilling the beans. But I'm just saying that, of course, you know, these people are, they can't talk fast enough. They are giving up everything. Who's who, the commanders, where the tunnels are, where the tunnels exit, and Hamas knows it. And if Hamas could, they would take their own men out. They would give them the flu. These people are giving vital intelligence information. Again, on the tunnel systems, where the weapons are stored, how the weapons are transferred, the names of the leaders, the hideouts. But again, everything that comes out of the Gaza Health Ministry, you can't trust what they say. It's uncredible news. It's undependable news. And then they have the networks that they give the info to. British BBC, again, the big ones, CNN, Al Jazeera News. But going back to the civilians and these casualties, they don't tell you how many numbers of dead children. They inflate the numbers of dead children. If 10 children die, they say it's 100. Well, I'm trying to mislead you, correct? No, I'm not. Remember that rocket that misfired? They were shooting it out of the cemetery over the hospital into the area of Israel, and it malfunctioned, and it landed in the parking lot outside of the hospital. It blew up. Well, that was initially for about 5 to 8 hours, it was an Israeli attack on the hospital. That came out of the Gaza Health Ministry. But it was confirmed within 12 hours, it was a misfire. It was a Hamas rocket. It landed in the parking lot. It killed some people. It destroyed some vehicles. It did not kill 500 people in the hospital. The reports, 570 people were killed. 500 people were killed. It was unknown how many people were killed. There were at one time 700 casualties. Then all of a sudden there were no casualties. This is the way it works. They don't tell you that maybe, truly, it's war. Women, children, elderly are going to die. But they inflate the numbers. 15 people die, maybe. It's 150 people. 6 old people die. It's 60. Then if it's 15 people are injured, it's 150 people were injured. But it seems that the number of people that are between the ages of 17 and 35, those numbers just disappear. Again, they can't die. So going on, credible news, the most credible, will come out of Israel. Israel has learned a lesson since it became a nation. You can't hide the truth. So Israel will always tell the truth. They have stated they're going after the terrorists in Gaza. This is the objective. There are going to be casualties. They have stated there are going to be Israeli casualties. They're going to do all that is possible to protect the Israeli citizens, to protect the Israeli soldiers. But they are going to do everything that is possible to protect the women and the children, the old men, the innocent people. But there are going to be casualties. It's war. Adolf Hitler shot these V-2 rockets over into England and targeted the cities. Wherever the rocket fell, well, the people were just casualties of war. That was a genocide. That was a war crime. They weren't necessarily trying to take out air bases or command centers. They were just bombing London. But the British and the Americans were flying over Berlin, Frankfurt, wherever. They were targeting military sites. Industrial sites. So, Israel is being, they are accusing Israel of war crimes. But the Arab nations won't admit that Hamas was guilty in attacking Israel, and that in itself was a war crime. According to international law, that was a war crime. But the Arab nations won't address it. Iran won't. Syria won't. The leaders in Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt. But now, the United States, the United Nations, England, the U.S., all the Arab nations, UNICEF, Red Cross, other humanitarian agencies, they're asking for a pause in the conflict to render aid to the people in Gaza. It's not the responsibility of the humanitarian agencies to deal with that problem. Hamas is the governing body. Hamas is to take care of its citizens, which they're not doing. Hamas is using everything for its war, for the leaders, the commanders, their families, so that these families can be protected and live comfortably. Any aid that comes in, which Israel is allowing, Israel is going through to make sure there aren't any munitions, bombs, things of that nature, that truly everything is going to the needs of the Arab people. They're not Palestinians. They're people that have moved into that area from all over the area. From Egypt, from Jordan, from Lebanon, from Syria, from Saudi Arabia, from areas in North Africa. They're not Palestinians. They're just people from all the other families of that area. And so Hamas attacks, but Israel is now the aggressor. With this ceasefire, Israel knows what has happened 4 years ago. The ceasefire began. Israel agreed, was pressured by the United States, by the Arabs, by everybody. They're armed. I mean, they were basically held hostage. And so they ceased the operation to eliminate the terrorist threat. This time, they will deal with the threat. Because if they don't, 2-3 years from now, once again, you're going to have conflict, and the world press is going to begin to scream, it's about the children, and about the women, and about the innocent people in Gaza. They play the same. This repeats itself. Israel's going to put an end to it. Benjamin Netanyahu is going to end it this time. He's not going to, while he is the prime minister, this time he is going to continue this operation until the Gaza area is completely free from the Hamas government, the control, the terrorists that will use their own people as human shields while they attack Israel. The Bible says that, I don't have the time, we're going to go to a break, but in Zephaniah, it says that Israel is going to once again occupy the Gaza. And boy, are the nations going to be upset. I can tell people are probably already upset now, but that's the truth. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Over the last 20 years, with all your support, we've been able to not only launch the original MyPillow, but also the MyPillow mattress topper, Giza Dream bed sheets, My Slippers, and the MyPillow bath towels. But there's so much more. In fact, we have over 200 products, and I'm so confident that you'll love each and every one of them that when you go to MyPillow.com now, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20 just for checking out the website. No purchase necessary. Get everything from MyPillow blankets, sleepwear, kitchen towels, mattresses, duvets, pet beds, body pillows, comforters, couch pillows, bathrobes, and so much more. Use your promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And remember, just for checking out MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20. No purchase necessary. This is a limited time promotion, so go to MyPillow.com now.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Hey, folks. As a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now, My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Okay, we're going to continue. So this time Israel isn't going to fall into the trap of a ceasefire. There won't be a ceasefire this time. This time Israel is going to stay with the plans. They will clear out the terrorists in the tunnels, in the buildings, in the mosques, in the hospitals, in the business center. This time Israel is going to continue with the campaign to its conclusion. And once the Arab people, they're going to be relocated out. And the people of Israel will once again have back that territory that was given to them by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They will have Judah, the area of Judea. Now, in the West Bank, Israel is going to do the same in the West Bank. Before long, the Arab people that are in the West Bank are going to begin to move north into Syria and further north into Turkey, into probably Iraq, even to the regions of southern Iran, maybe into Qatar, into Saudi Arabia, probably into that area. The West Bank is, I think, probably at least 10 times bigger than the area of Gaza. Israel's going to have its hands full there too. But Israel will be successful in the campaign to rid the West Bank of all of the terrorists and their families. In the area around the Temple Mount, in the area around Jerusalem to the north, you're still going to have people living there, the international community will force Israel to allow some of these religious people to still inhabit or to still dwell in that area. Israel is going to be successful in the campaign in Lebanon. Hezbollah, a much bigger army, believe it or not, is going to be obliterated. Damascus, the control center for all these operations, is going to be destroyed. Jordan, King Abdullah II, is desperately trying everything possible to not have to be involved in the conflict. He doesn't want to be involved. Abdullah just wants to keep everything as it is. The country's doing okay. The people are doing fine. There's protests in the streets of Amman, Jordan. People are unhappy with Israel's war, which Israel had to respond. Benjamin Netanyahu came out and said he did not know that he's actually, like I had stated before, through the last couple of weeks, many of the very, very liberal Jewish population, which you can call communist, which you could say that are actually anti-Zionist or anti-Israel in a sense, they want Netanyahu to resign. So he has a war that he's fighting personally there in the political world against the people of Israel. Excuse me. Then you have the military commanders. It's a big political, just like we're having this political upheaval here in this country, same thing happening in Israel. The commanders, not all the commanders are totally in agreement with Netanyahu. They want to move the troops into Gaza, and Netanyahu may be, I don't know, I can't say that he's making a mistake. I know the Bible says that he is going to go in. Israel is going to take out the groups. The Israelis, the military, IDF, and commanders, they want to proceed. Netanyahu's sort of dragging his feet. There's talk now. They have a way to empty these tunnels. They have a way to take care of that problem. And with the help of the United States has offered Israel gas. What is the gas called? I have the article right here. Nerve gas. And they can, it hits heavy. They find the entrances to the tunnel. They seal up that entrance and they fill these tunnels with nerve gas. This is America's, we're anting up a little bit. Well, we're going to ante up nerve gas. The American government went to Israel and said, hey, to help you with the problem in the tunnels, how about we give you a couple of 1,000 metric tons of nerve gas? This war, the wars have changed. Drones that identify targets on their own through AI, take out the targets. Gases, that'll put these people to sleep for 10 to 12 hours. They can go in to the tunnels, pull the people out, and the people can recover. It just puts them to sleep. Doesn't kill them, the way I understand it. I may be mistaken. The other thing, too, is they can suffocate them. But Israel came up with some new kinds of a new bomb called a sponge bomb. It doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound like anybody in the vicinity of a sponge bomb, when it goes off, is going to have a good day. The whole thing has changed. But Israel is going to take out the hundreds of thousands of Hezbollah terrorists. Israel's going to take them out. This is just a war inside of a major war. This war in Psalm 83 that I'm referring to with the Gaza war, the war in the West Bank with Lebanon, Syria, and shortly Jordan. It is just one war that sits inside of a group of wars. The second war, another war, will be Russia and a group of nations coming to the Middle East. There's going to be more war up in northern Europe, western or eastern Europe. There are going to be more wars in other nations, wars with Islam fighting Islam. Different factions of Islam, Sunni, Wahhabi, I don't know all the names. Wars in the Muslim world are about to take place also. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. We'll be right back and continue.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Have you heard the news? Bad things come in twos. Hamas in the southwest, Lebanon in the northeast, northwest. In the northeast, you have Syria. Inside of Israel, you have the Gaza, the West Bank. And Israel is arresting many of the leaders that are assisting the terrorist groups in Hezbollah and Hamas, and also the Syrian terrorists. Israel this time is ready. Benjamin Netanyahu, since the last conflict about 4 years ago, he has been preparing Israel for this battle. He knew what it was going to take. He has been stockpiling. He is the intelligence, new technology. The United States has just agreed to give him, we have two of these Iron Dome systems with these rockets that will catch and target rockets coming into Israel. We have two of these batteries. The United States has just agreed to give Israel the batteries. So Israel will have an additional Iron Dome capabilities. America, according to the Bible, America, the people of America are divided on this issue. You don't need to be. In the prophecies in the Old Testament, America is to assist Israel in this campaign, not to boots on the ground type of assistance, but to supply Israel with munitions, with public support, whatever is needed, intelligence. And we're doing just that financially. We're going to continue. I don't care if every single Democrat and Republican in the seven hills of hell in Washington, D.C. decided to unfund, unfriend Israel, still great amounts of finance and military help will reach Israel. Some of the military hardware going into Ukraine, into Europe, is ending up in the hands of Hamas. Some of the billions of dollars of weapons that were in Afghanistan are ending up in the hands of Hamas. Did Joe Biden and company, who is not the president, but Barack Hussein, who is the one ruling this whole situation, did they know and plan that those weapons would end up in the hands of the terrorist groups around Israel? Absolutely. They knew it. It was part of a campaign. Because you see, one of the big friends of Islam, to some degree, is Barry Satoru. Barry Satoru is a friend of Islamic terrorists because they have been taken care of, and through the years during his presidency, they were working with America to monitor police what was happening in the Middle East and Afghanistan, even Pakistan, Iraq. Iraq, we still own Iraq. Iraq is not a free country. Iraq is a hostage to America's oil cartels. So, one thing that brought recently Barry Satoru back out of the basement, like I had stated yesterday or day before yesterday, I know that he's coming back to power. And I thought, well, maybe it will be Donald Trump, because Donald Trump would gain more momentum. That could be one thing that would bring him out. It could be there is no candidate in the Democrat Party to replace Joe Biden. That could bring him out. It could be that with this coming election, he's going to be forced to do something. His hand is going to be forced to make a move. That's a possibility. But I didn't see Israel would be attacked. With this attack on Israel, it has changed everything. This is what forced Barry Satoru out of the basement, because He hates Israel as well as Joe, as well as this administration, as well as most of the people that are in government in the seven hills of hell there in Washington, D.C. They hate Israel, but they will use Israel for their own objectives. They want the New World Order. They want to go to the place that is the holiest place in the world called Jerusalem. And this is where Christ is going to set up his throne. And they want to set their throne up before Christ sets his throne up in Jerusalem. They want to take over the world, set the earthly kingdom up through the power of Antichrist in Jerusalem. So America can't destroy Israel. We can't allow Israel to be destroyed. We have motives, bad intentions, plans for Israel. But we have to keep Israel alive. And we're doing just that. The Bible says it. Doesn't matter how much protest of the American people, we are going to help Israel. We'll be back. The Present Truth.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. The sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
There isn't one fool on the hill. There are many fools on the hill, on the seven hills of hell, many fools. They don't know they have fallen into the plans of an eternal God. The fool says there is no God. The fool in his heart says there is no God. And these fools, they believe that everything that they're doing is because they have planned it. They have decided to do certain things to bring about a new world order, a one world government, a global hegemony. They are in the exact timeline and the plan that God had intended. Israel is going to be temporarily a great little nation. Israel is going to, is the David that is going to slay Goliath and his other brothers. There's five brothers altogether, Goliath and four of his other giant brothers. And this little Israel, led by Benjamin Netanyahu, is going to destroy these terrorist groups. And the world is going to be pretty shocked, because they're going to realize the only one who could have helped Israel, yes, America, yes, maybe some news agencies internationally, but they're going to see it was the hand of Almighty God fulfilling a prophecy in Psalm 83 that Israel would defeat all of her enemies, and these enemies would be punished for all of their sins and their evil that through the centuries that they have, all the evil they have done to these children of Jacob. The whole world will see. Then following that, that's just one war inside a group of wars. It's a major war. And in this war, Barry Satoru will begin his move back to power. It will be in this war that Russia is going to plan to move with other nations to the mountains of Israel east of the Jordan River. Iran is going to prepare to come, because when all of these Hamas and terrorist groups, Hezbollah, are destroyed, the alien mother, like the movie Alien, that gives birth to all of these little creatures, she, Iran, is going to also come with Russia to destroy Israel and occupy the Middle East. So then there's going to be a second war, a Gog-Magog war, a war with Russia. That's the second war in a group of wars. Then, following that, America is going to begin her operations in the Middle East, and there's going to be more war. So it's a war inside of a war, like those little Russian dolls, where you have a big doll with a doll inside of it, a doll inside of it, etc., all the way down to the size of a peanut. That's the wars that are coming. One big war, a war after that, another, or small war, a bigger war, a larger war, a huger, huge war, huge. Then you're going to have the war of all wars, Armageddon. This war is mankind against God himself, and God will come out on top victorious forever. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Let's visit tomorrow.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Need pain relief? Gresca's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.